fight to save our NHS. Reject the 1% pay insult. Trade union action for 15% fight the health and care bill. Holly Johnson, Sheffield organiser, NHS workers say no, campaign. NHS staff are angry. We face continuous mistreatment and devaluation of the essential work we do. The Tory government has shown that it has no intention of addressing the staffing crisis and does not prioritise patient safety. NHS staff are demoralised after years of underfunding, poor working conditions, and struggling to make ends meet. On Saturday, the 3rd of July, there will be over 50 demonstrations marking the 73rd anniversary of the creation of the NHS, bringing focus to three major issues: pay, privatisation, and safety. We are fighting to make sure that staff are not worked to exhaustion, and that our patients receive the best possible care in the safest possible environment. For many NHS workers, the pandemic has highlighted pre-existing issues we face, and people are realizing that enough is enough. We need to show we are not going away, and are ready to fight alongside NHS staff when the government announces its predictably miserly pay deal. NHS workers are becoming more organized, building power in the unions, and fighting for what we are owed. We need to see bold and decisive union leaderships that give confidence to members to fight. We need united action across the health unions, and to build support across the whole of the trade union movement. This is vital in the fight to save our NHS. We can win for the NHS, we can give confidence to the rest of our class, we can push the Tory government into another U-turn and open the doors for other workers to improve their conditions. The fight for the NHS is everyone's fight. Read more, What Way Forward After the 3rd of July, and Fight the Health and Care Bill.